Politics is a dirty, dirty business, and this GOP nomination run-up has seen more mudslinging than most, perhaps more than ever. We're now heading into what could be a bloodbath, though, what's called the open primary. They're a perfect opportunity in the past, and they have been for years, for what's known as cross-voting. It's an attempt to undermine the system by voting across party lines. So in 2008, Rush Limbaugh founded what he called Operation Chaos, and he encouraged Republicans to vote for Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primary, hoping to draw out the whole nomination process. This time around, it's going the Democrats' way. The liberal blog The Daily Kos has started Operation Hilarity, and they're calling on Democrats to organize in open primary states like Michigan and then vote for Rick Santorum. Joining me now from Washington, D.C., Rob Ritchie from Fair Vote, a nonpartisan research advocacy organization that promotes fair elections, and also Patricia Lesko, a Democrat from Michigan. And let me ask you first, Patricia, we have had a bunch of responses from people on this. One of our listeners in Michigan says, "My mom registered Republican to vote against Romney. I feel it's fair because this batch of Republican nominees are so bigoted." What do you think?
You know, I spoke yesterday to someone about this, and I was reading the interview that Bill Clinton did recently in Esquire, and he talked about, you said in the intro to this, politics is a dirty, dirty business, and Bill Clinton talked about that in Esquire, and he bemoans it a little bit, but he doesn't deny it. And certainly Barack Obama on Daily Kos wrote a piece in which he talks about changing society, how to bring meaningful change to this country. And what Barack Obama, then Senator Barack Obama, said was, we have to hold ourselves to higher standards.
So you come down firmly on the side of, this is not fair.
This is not honest. It might be fair in terms of what you said, politics is a dirty, dirty business, but it's not honest.
All right, that's Patricia Lesko. So I'm assuming you are not voting in the open primary coming up.
No, I'm not.
Rob Ritchie from Fair Vote. Is Patricia right, though? This is basically fair?
What, the idea of having an open primary?
No, the idea of cross-voting.
Ah, yeah, right. Well, I think we should distinguish between those two things. One is, you know, having an open primary, which has pros and cons, and then the strategies within the open primary rule, which, you know, I think that Patricia's reaction would be a very typical reaction. People don't like violations of fair play. I think it's hard to organize this kind of thing. I think it's pretty unclear what happened in 2008 because of the Rush Limbaugh call for, you know, Operation Chaos. It didn't change the trajectory of the nomination too much, but it does create, I think, a feeling of confusion and chaos. And even if it doesn't actually change things, maybe people perceive, like, let's say Santorum wins in Michigan, people will say, well, he only won because of this strategy of Democrats, and it undercuts his victory, and it just creates an element of FUD, of fear and loathing, and, you know, and so it's, you know, it as a strategy, it certainly throws muck into the system.
Well, that's certainly echoed by one of our listeners. Glenn Saperstein in Michigan texted this: fair, all is fair in love, war, and politics. Smart, not so sure. But let me ask you, Patricia, do you think that both parties muddle in the other's election?
You know, I have no idea. And Rob actually made a really good point, and that is, in terms of measurable gains, you really don't know how Operation Chaos impacted the 2008 election, and you don't know how Operation Hilarity will impact this particular election. I actually put a shout out on Twitter, and one of my Twitter followers, who's a political consultant here in Michigan, sent me back a message right away saying that he had a list of 3,000 folks who were prepared to vote in the Republican primary. These are Democrats, and he was working to rustle up about 20,000 more people to do this. So certainly this hits a nerve. This hits a nerve because I think Democrats and progressives feel as though, certainly in Michigan, where we have a Republican governor who ran as a faux moderate, who was misinterpreted as a moderate, we have a Republican legislature that has imposed, in many ways, draconian cuts on the working poor and on other folks in our state who would rely on our social safety net. So certainly among liberals and progressives, you have the view in Michigan that we're clawing our way back to an Obama presidency. And Michigan certainly is a battle state. President Obama has come here twice in the last several months. So it's clear that it's touching a nerve with people, but I agree with Rob. It's not clear the effectiveness programs like this or grassroots movements like this might have on the actual election itself.
Although, Rob, and we're going to get a little bit more into the whole issue of open primaries and whether or not we should use them or not in just a moment. But if the Republican turnout were very, very high, which it is not this year, it's down almost across the board. If it were very high, this kind of operation wouldn't have any effect at all.
True. I mean, or it would have more limited effect. In the winner-take-all states, and we're in a part of the primary season where most of the contests are not winner-take-all. Michigan is a good example of that, where the delegates are allocated proportionally. Then if you shift someone's vote by a few percent, it doesn't really change delegates. But in a winner-take-all state, if it's, 40 to 39 and you shift 2% and that makes it 41-40, and suddenly the candidate who wins gets all the state's delegates, you begin to really affect things. So the fact that Barack Obama does not have an opponent creates space for this kind of strategy, just like in 2008 when John McCain had wrapped it up early. But it doesn't mean that many people do it, but it still can have an impact.
Well, then let me get your prediction, though, Patricia. Do you think, A, that the turnout of Republicans in Michigan will be down, as it has in almost every other state, and B, that Mitt Romney will take Michigan?
I don't think Mitt Romney will take Michigan. He's behind in the polls significantly. The last poll that I looked at, I've spoken to people who say, your vote is like your virginity. You don't give it up easily. And then other people, like this political consultant who said, well, heck yeah, we have to do this. This is the way to, this is the ends to the means to the ends. I don't think it's going to be, the lowest Republican turnout that we've ever seen, but yes, it will be low.
All right, that's Patricia Lesko, a Democrat in Michigan, not going to cross vote there, and Rob Ritchie from Fair Vote, a nonpartisan research advocacy organization. Give us your thoughts, 877-8-MY-TAKE.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
We've been talking about this Operation Hilarity, in which some Democrats, especially in Michigan, are planning to vote for Rick Santorum in the open primary in order to prevent Mitt Romney from getting a win. And we wondered, is this fair political play? That's what we asked you, and we're still asking you. Give us your call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. A listener from Oklahoma sent us this text, totally fair. They're participating in the system and applying a legal strategy. And William from New York sent us this text. If the rules allow it, it's fair in the same sense that super PACs are, quote unquote, fair. Why not? It wouldn't even matter if Romney was a stronger candidate. So joining us again, Rob Ritchie from Fair Vote, which is a nonpartisan research advocacy organization. And Rob, okay, so if this is, obviously it's a legal strategy and fair, perhaps that goes more to your argument of why we shouldn't use open primaries?
Well, there's a definite tension between having open primaries and having open general elections and voters having an impact. And this is a 100-year discussion. The idea of primaries at all, started in the early 1900s and swept very quickly. Wisconsin passed it first. Swept around most other states, just for congressional elections and for everything else. And it came out of the feeling that when it was just the parties gathering at conventions and picking nominees, that they could shut out what voters really wanted, and then the general elections were such a closed process between at most two parties that we needed some way to have voters be able to change things. And you need to have party registration to even have a closed primary, and a lot of states don't even have party registration, right? So if you have a primary, you de facto have to have it be open. But it really changes things. If you think, even without an Operation Chaos type strategy, in 2008, John McCain's really nailed down the nomination, and studies indicate that he, in the states he won early on, he never won the plurality of Republican voters. He always won with the addition of independent voters, not in a chaotic strategy process, but just because he was attractive to more independent voters than the other candidates. And that's, some people think that's good because that means that the independent voters are having a say and they're paying for the primaries also. But it also means the Republicans didn't necessarily end up with the nominee that the Republican voters really wanted.
We're talking about the open primary system in Michigan, and that's Rob Ritchie from Fair Vote. Let me read you a couple more texts that we got from listeners here. A listener in Michigan kind of echoes what you're saying and says it's their own fault if they have an open primary. And another listener in New York says, of course, if it's legal, it's legal and not voters' fault. Blaming voters is like blaming the Yankees for their big legal payroll, which doesn't work anyway. So, of course, someone had to turn it into hatred on the Yankees. But let's put it in other terms, Rob. Your organization is all about promoting fair elections. So even if this is legal, is it fair to kind of subvert the opposing party's primary system?
Well, fairness, I think, there's a legal fairness, and that's I think what we're focused on. Rules that are make the playing field as fair as possible. And give voters a chance to cast votes that matter. I think that strategies within the rules obviously can seem unfair, but they're not technically unfair if they're legal, right? So it's a more moral issue than it's something that then we need to look at the rules. If we really think that's unfair, then we need to look at rules to say it's not possible.
Rob Ritchie from Fair Vote, based out of Washington, D.C., and we definitely want to get your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Thanks, Rob.
You bet. Thanks.